About 11:30 last night, I went out to just change some buckets. We had a leak in his garage. And as I was coming back out of the garage and I shut the door, I just saw this almighty white light. And the next thing, every hair on my body stood up on end and I heard a crash. I've never heard anything as loud in my life and it scared the life out of me. And I came running into the house upstairs to see Scott and we were talking about what's happened. And I went round the room and I smelt something like party poppers, this slight burning tinge. And we thought, oh, is it, you know, sent a surge round the house and have we got like a few plugs that have blown? And they stuck my head out the window looking round and I saw neighbours running up the street saying, get out, your roof's on fire. And I mean, the first thing we were quite disorientated, I started filling up the bath, I put towels in, thinking I could put something out. And
not you, you tried to send me into the loft to save the day.
You tried to fight the fire, did you, Scott?
No. I was lying in bed. I wasn't asleep, but I had the TV off because I was working early in the morning. And the flash was so bright, I could see it through my eyelids. My eyes were shut. And then the massive booming, crashing noise that came with it. And then Keely came in and we could smell the burning of something. And it had blown the TV and it looks like it's blown the plug out of the wall. And as Keely said, that's when we saw that neighbours were gathering outside and, you know, she put her head out the window and they said, you know, it looks like your roof's on fire from the lightning strike. You've got to get out, because it looks like it's, you know, going to set properly alight. So we were sort of rushing to get the kids together and, yeah, I think Keely thought she might be able to,
I don't know. I think I would just.
If I popped my head through the loft hatch, we might be able to see how bad it was and deal with it. But we thought, no, the best thing really is just to get the kids and get out. You know.
Were the kids awake when?
No, we had
hit?
To sort of wake them up. So luckily, they, you know, they weren't as traumatised as we were when the loud flash and bang from the lightning.
Because it must have been terribly confusing and frightening the first couple of seconds. You've seen a bright light. You can smell something that smells like party poppers. You don't know what's happening.
We had no idea.
No,
I just thought something had surged and we had no idea that there was actually a fire above us heads.
It takes your brain a while to catch up. It was so loud, so shockingly loud. You just can't really compute it. You're not used to hearing something, you know, at that volume. And you're kind of catching up then. And it did kind of seem to a bit of a haze then, isn't it?
Yeah. Sort
of.
When did it dawn on you that it was a lightning strike?
I think mentally it must have kind of, in the back of your mind, it must have been
lightning.
Sort of realised it was, but not realised that it hit us directly, yeah. That we were literally underneath it. And it only seemed to be one great big lightning strike and one flash of thunder after a huge downpour for about 5 minutes. And then it just moved straight on again.
I just saw white.
So we sort of knew it was lightning, but I don't think we appreciated that it actually just directly hit us, straight down our aerial, straight through our TV and down the flue pipe of into the front room. And well, the fireman said it would have reverberated back up again. That might have been what blew the telly, I think,
yeah.
I don't know.
Just looking at the house this morning, there's a big hole in the roof, big charred hole. You can see the chimney's actually smoke blackened from where the fire's come up. You've got, I presume, what was the contents of your loft on the lawn?
Full of cardboard boxes and full of kids' toys. And
mementos, things that you can't replace.
All the things that we try and keep safe somewhere out of the way.
And they're all lying there charred and burned this morning. How extensive is the damage inside?
Well, the loft is completely burnt out, you know, and we can see. If you're standing on the landing with the loft hatch open, you can see into our bedroom, through the ceiling of our bedroom, and then straight outside to blue sky. You know, the ceiling has come crashing down in our bedroom. All the carpets are soaking wet with, obviously, the firemen have used the hoses and everything. It's
smoke damage, water damage. I mean, they tried to do as best as they could.
The fire brigade
really did. They tried to put it out without, you know, soaking everything through. But there's only, you know, they've got to use water to put it out, and we understand that. But, like, you know, there's a lot of water damage.
Are you insured?
We are.
So that, the fun and games with that start
the fun
today.
And games with that
trying
start.
To get everything back to normal. But I must admit, looking at your car, your aerial, I wish you'd been here last night, because higher than the houses.
I've got a 30-foot aerial. If this had been here last night,
it would have been safe then.
It would have been me that took the brunt of the lightning strike.